Nathan Zagura and Vic Carucci. We're too excited right now.
Too excited. I just wanted to say Therapy Monday, and that's it.
Go ahead. Get it in there. Therapy Monday. It is 216-578-0850. Tweet the show at Browns_daily. We will all share in this together. But earlier today, Notorious, you were able to talk with the head coach.
I was. Rob Chudzinski, sitting down with him just a short while ago, and let's give that a listen. Well, Coach, a disappointing game, obviously. Just your big takeaways on what happened after such an early and encouraging start, the big plays that Joe Hayden made, and then it all kind of fell apart from there. Just your sense of how that all took place.
Yeah, you know, we got off to a good start. It was important. We had talked about that all week going into the game, and coming out of the bye week was starting fast. I thought the guys had a great attitude coming into the game. The focus was there, and not a lot of mystery there. We just had too many critical errors in that second quarter, and they were the type of things that can change games, and they did change the game, and turnovers and block punts. Tough to win games. If we got behind and we got to a point where the game slipped away and got away from us, you know, I thought the guys worked hard and competed to battle back and get a touchdown there in the third quarter, but it was just too big of a deficit for us.
Special teams errors not common for this football team. As best you can you put a finger on why you had as many of those as you did yesterday?
Well, the two big ones were the block punts, and those were a matter of, you know, us not executing the protection the right way. We didn't pass off a twist on one of them, and then we let a guy split two of us on the other one. And those are just not acceptable, and those are things we'll have to correct.
Jason Campbell, after two very solid games and a very impressive second game against Baltimore, had his struggles, didn't make some plays that he needed to make. Was it a function about what they did defensively against him, or was he just having an off day? I mean, how do you explain his performance?
Well, a little bit of everything. They did a good job. Give them credit. They played well and have an outstanding defense. So they make it tough on you, and whether it's rushing the passer or what they did in coverage, there were times where they covered us well, but we had some opportunities, and there were times where we weren't able to connect, and whether that was the throw or whether that was getting off of or not being able to see that, that happened at times. Again, the good thing about this is that from this game is that the issues that we have, we feel are very correctable, and we're looking forward to moving on and correcting those things and getting ready for Pittsburgh this week.
Looked like, I mean, you did get the 74-yard touchdown pass to Josh Gordon, but he's targeted 15 times, don't get a lot of completions to him. I think it was 5. And then looking at Jordan Cameron, and frankly, he's not been as big a part of this offense, obviously, as he had been, and it's been multiple games now. Concerns there, Coach, and obviously I know when people are covered or whatever, others have to step up. You got that in the Baltimore game. You didn't get that yesterday.
Yeah, and again, as the course of the game, how the game went affects that some. Certainly in the second half, they had an 18-point lead for a lot of that half, and so that you're going to play defense a little bit different, and so that affects that. But, we're going to look to have Jordan and Josh involved in our offense in as much as we can. And like you mentioned, other guys have to step up when they're getting covered or the coverage dictates to go to those other guys, and we haven't been able to get those guys loose as much.
Psyche is such a delicate thing in this game, and there was a mentality that a lot of players, of course, bought into, which was, and it's still the case mathematically, but that this game had that playoff-like feel to it, and that you could take a big step as a team, competing for a division title or competing for a wild card spot. Again, that doesn't all go away, but there is that letdown effect. How do you sort of get this team mentally ready to take on the challenge of another big divisional game against Pittsburgh this week?
Well, it's the approach we've taken all year. It's a one game at a time, and when that game happens and it's over with, we move on. And with the big division rivalry with the Steelers and those guys coming in to our home this week, and the reaction and how our guys have responded in the past to challenges and adversity and those type of things, I fully expect this team to bounce back.
And on the injury front, Craig Robertson, the knee, you had mentioned earlier in the news conference, he's getting an MRI, and Armani Edwards with the ankle injury. Just any status on those guys and how will that impact things?
Yeah, they're getting them as we speak. I don't have anything as of right now on those two guys.
Okay. And you'll just react accordingly as you move along. But overall, this is something you can. Are you confident that your team can kind of put this aside, or do you worry that a loss like this can prey on the mentality of a team, and the fact that it's only now four losses in your last five games?
Well, these guys have responded before, and they've responded well to adversity, and I expect them to do the same thing. Again, this game is an opportunity as we stand right now to really be able to learn some things from and grow from. And when we have that opportunity to play in that type of game again, which we will, we'll be better. And that's how we're approaching it. And, you know, again, I think the guys are excited about going forward. And, you know, you can't look back. You can't change what has already occurred. All you can control is the things you can control, and that's going forward.
All right, Coach, thank you very much.
Thanks, Vic.
All right, we've got much more coming up on CBD, a Football Monday, a Therapy Monday edition right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.